Harvesting intangible assets. Uncover hidden revenue in your company's intellectual property. Author, Andrew J. Sherman. We are all farmers. We mark our turf. We protect our property. We plant our seeds. We nurture the soil. We plow our land. We combat adverse weather and ecosystem conditions and overcome adversities. We prepare for our harvest. We carefully remove the frost from the vine. We hope for the best and prepare for the worst as the market sets a price for our efforts. No matter what your profession, no matter what your company does, no matter what your life situation may be, we all follow this fundamental and deeply rooted agricultural process in some way throughout the days of our lives. In building companies and fostering innovation, we must all embrace these same principles. Thus, we must fully invest in the growth and development of our human capital by providing education and training to our teams at all levels to teach how to become farmers inside our companies and in their own lives. The agrarian mindset. The agrarian mindset is that there is an ideal and defined window to bring a harvest to the marketplace. If you do it too soon, the product will not yet be ripe. Nobody will buy it. If you are too late, then there will be rotting, spoilage, and waste. Why can't we take the same approach to non-fungible products and services? For every new idea, there is a window of opportunity that parallels the harvest period. The same window of time can be applied to a technology company's new product or services firm's timetable for getting value or price because the market is not ready for consumption. Delivery too late will yield stale ideas or be in violation of a client's trust in the relationships by abusing the expected deadlines. An archaic measure of a company's true intrinsic value. There was a time when if you needed a quick understanding of the net worth of a company, you could examine its balance sheet to determine its assets, subtract the sum of its liabilities, and come up with its net worth. But in today's information-centric and intangible asset-driven society, looking to the net worth line to determine a company's value would be the strategic equivalent of telling a farmer that the total value of his farm is limited to the projected wholesale value of the harvestable crops he currently has in the field. Such a valuation methodology would fail to take into account the intrinsic worth of his know-how, his show-how, his distribution channels, his relationship with his team, his land, his future harvests, his systems, his processes, and his leadership skills. Thus, the most relevant information to managers and investors concerns the enterprise's value chain. By value chain, we mean the fundamental economic process of innovation that starts with the discovery of new products, services, or processes, proceeds through the development and the implementation phase of these discoveries and establishment of technological feasibility, and culminates in the commercialization of new products or services. Challenges for the new agrarian. A commitment to begin an agrarian of intellectual capital requires a vision to redefine and transform traditional ways that business has been conducted. Innovation includes new approaches, new business models, new channels, new value propositions, new pricing, new packaging, and new marketing and branding strategies. There must be a willingness to change the way things have been done, with a healthy disregard for the norm, as part of a quest to make things better, more profitable. The challenges to relationship transformation are as follows. Getting consumers to start paying for something that is actually available to them at no cost. Getting consumers to pay for something that you have been giving away for free. Getting consumers to pay again for something that technology has liberated, legally or illegally. Getting consumers to pay for the new and improved when the exciting product still works well. Getting consumers to pay for a new way of packaging and building on consuming individuals and components that already exist and are already available. What is intellectual asset management? Intellectual asset management, or IAM, is a system for creating, organizing, prioritizing, and extracting value from a company's various sets of intellectual property assets. The intellectual capital and technical know-how of a company are among its most valuable assets, provide its greatest competitive advantage, and are the principal drivers of shareholder value, yet rarely do companies have adequate personnel, resources, and systems in place to properly manage and leverage these assets. IAM, as a matter of strategy and competitive intelligence gathering, also involves monitoring certain developments in the company's marketplace, such as gathering intelligence on direct, indirect, and potential competitors, monitoring developments abroad, keeping one step ahead of a constantly changing landscape, maintaining license agreements and streams of loyalty payments on both an inbound and outbound basis, for example, royalty audits to ensure against underreporting and overpayments. Intellectual capital consists of many different types of human capital, intellectual property, and relationship capital. These are the key assets for driving growth and maximizing shareholders' value in all types of economic conditions. Building fences to protect your turf. Farmers and ranchers build fences around their property to delineate what property belongs to them, to prevent intruders from stealing their crops, and to prevent cattle from wandering off their property. Fences protect what is theirs and tell the outside world where the lines of trespass are. In the intangible asset knowledge and information-driven society, intellectual property laws can serve as virtual fences. We use these laws to declare to the world which intangible properties belong to us and where the lines of infringement have been drawn. We choose as a matter of strategy, policy, and ethics where to build all concrete walls rather than barbed wire fences or wooden split rail style posts, which can be seen through and are relatively easy to penetrate. Our budget constraints, our attitudes toward intangibles, our degree and the size and the scope of our inventory of properties are all relevant variables in dictating which types of fences should be deployed for which of our properties. The best way to predict the future is to innovate. As intellectual capital agrarians, we peer into the future with hope. And what do we see? We see crops that are picked on time before they rot or spoil because they are recognized as valuable and well managed. We see technological systems that facilitate and ensure collaboration in ways we could only previously have imagined. We see corporate and institutional leaders as genuine stewards of their company's intellectual assets, adopting a no-technology-left-behind culture and mantra. We see internal red tape, politics, and turf wars abolished in favor of a model where institutional shareholder value is maximized and the we is far greater than the me. We see companies embracing intellectual capital harvesting, leveraging, and partnering strategies at a rapid pace, hunger for the new opportunities and revenue streams that will result from the fruits of their strategic labors. We see access to information being deepened, widened, and more accessible in ways that we cannot today imagine. We see transparency, integrity, and honesty in governance and leadership, with a passionate devotion to innovation and shareholder value, driving resource allocation decisions. As we peer into the future, we cannot forget the past, nor must all the most useful innovation come from truly new ideas or vision. Sometimes the most obvious innovation or inventions are sitting right under our noses, if we would just take the time to breathe them in. Innovation is part of the fabric of any society. We strive to evolve and to make the world a better place on our quest for creativity and the advancement of mankind.